floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam Vice President, distinguished delegates, distinguished member of the Troika, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the government of Ethiopia, I would like to express our sincere appreciation for the constructive engagement during the Universal Periodic Review process. We also extend our gratitude to the rapporteur who presented the working group's report today. We deeply appreciate the comprehensive and balanced recommendations made by all delegates, as well as the supportive and the collaborative spirit in which this review has been conducted. We value the importance of UPR mechanism as a unique platform for assessing the overall human rights situations of a state in a manner that takes into account the universality, interdependence, and indivisibility of human rights. We appreciate that for a country like Ethiopia, which is undergoing a process of profound political reform aimed at revitalizing the enjoyment of human rights, the UPR offers a great opportunity to deliberate upon and learn from the progress we have made and the challenges we have faced in our endeavor to ensure better human rights protection and compliance. It is with this spirit, with an eagerness to learn from our process as well as failures that we have participated in this 47th session of the Human Rights Council. As indicated in our fourth cycle UPR report, Ethiopia has been undertaking an all-encompassing reform in the past 5 to 6 years. Our efforts have included comprehensive range of reforms aimed at improving civil liberty, addressing socioeconomic disparities, advancing gender equality, and fostering inclusivity. The reform has significantly advanced the enjoyment and protection of human rights in the country. The revision of repressive laws and the establishment of a new legal and institutional framework for the protection and enforcement of human rights and fulfillment of other international obligations stands as a testimony. We have also made substantial investments in social and economic development, particularly in health and education, which have led to measurable improvement in the lives of Ethiopians. Our commitment to achieving sustainable development goals remains unwavering, and we have made substantial progress in areas such as poverty reduction, healthcare access, and infrastructure development. We have taken steps to advance gender equality, including legal reforms aimed at ending harmful traditional practice, improving women's and girls' access to education, and promoting women's participation in political leadership. Ethiopia has ratified key international human rights conventions, and we continue to engage with international partners to ensure that our legal and institutional frameworks are in line with our international obligations. Madam Vice President, Ethiopia appreciates the broad range of recommendations put forward by UPR Working Group. We welcome the constructive dialogue with all delegations and thank them for their valuable insights. We have already taken steps to implement some of the recommendations and remain committed furthering this work. We also note the importance of the human rights situation in the context of regional cooperation and the need to address cross-border issues. Ethiopia is committed to contributing positively to regional peace, security, and development, working in close collaboration with our neighbors and international partners to address shared challenges. In conclusion, Ethiopia's engagement in the UPR process is part of our broader commitment to fostering human rights, peace, and stability, both within our boundaries and globally. We remain committed to ensure that all Ethiopians enjoy their fundamental freedoms and that our efforts to strengthen government and accountability will continue in a manner that is inclusive, transparent, and responsive to the needs of all citizens. We look forward to deepening international cooperation with our partners, including the UN system, guided by a spirit of respect, understanding, dialogue, and cooperation as we also fulfill our responsibilities as a member of the Human Rights Council. We would like to express our deep appreciation to all delegations for their support and for the opportunity to share our experience and challenges. We looked forward to working collaboratively with the international community to address the recommendations made during this review. I thank you.